I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Thanks for listening. And today I'm joined by Alan Leaf, who is with the organization Hope for Israel. Alan, how are you doing today?
Grayson, I am doing great. I think it's a great thing that we're having the Paul Wilbur concert here tonight, and everybody's going to be they're going to be blown away by what they see and hear. It's just always fabulous. It's a great concert every time we do it, and the people will just love him.
Well, Alan, yes, it's good to have you and Rabbi Paul, and also it'll be great to hear Paul Wilbur tonight. At the time of this recording, is the night of the Paul Wilbur concert at our church here at Harrisonburg, First Church of the Nazarene. But I found out from Rabbi Paul that Alan had quite a testimony, and he said if you have a chance, it would be good to interview Alan while we're here. So, Alan, maybe just start off talking about where you're from, and you can just share as much of your testimony as you'd like to.
Well, thanks, Grayson. I grew up in Washington, D.C. We belong to a conservative Jewish congregation in D.C. So both my parents were Jewish, and that's what I believe. So growing up, we just never believed in Jesus. He just wasn't a part of our life. So in 1994, I got married, and my wife is Baptist, or was Baptist at the time, and she still is. And she had a hard time marrying somebody that was not a believer. And, of course, I wasn't a believer. I didn't even know what she meant. So a couple years go by, and she says, there's a new synagogue in Richmond, Virginia, Tikvat Israel, and it's a Messianic Jewish synagogue. And I said, I can't have anything to do with that because I didn't believe in Jesus. So about 2 years later, in 1996, my wife gets sick. And this is the funny part about it is, it's not funny that she gets sick, but it was where we were at. We were in Maui. And as we're coming in, her ears are hurting. And so we don't think anything of it. And for the next 4 days, she barely was able to get out of bed. So she calls up her work and says, I'm sick in Maui. I got to stay here for another couple of days. Maybe I can get better so I can fly at least and get home. And they, of course, wouldn't believe her that she was sick in Maui. They thought it was a joke, just trying to get a couple extra days. Well, we did leave a couple days later. And so for the next 7 years, she was basically bedridden. She had chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and over those 7 years, she had 20 kidney stones. So basically, she had a life that she had to plan ahead anything that she did. So if she went out today for a couple hours, she knew that she would crash when she got home. And next day, she was in bed all day. And then the next day, she would be able to do something for a couple hours. And this went on for 7 years. And the other problem was I had to cook for her, and I'm not a very good cook, and so she probably lost a little weight. So, but anyway, she was basically bedridden. In late summer of 2003, she heard from her brother that he had a lady on his staff whose daughter had chronic fatigue, and there was a church, non-denominational church in Thomaston, Georgia, called Pleasant Valley Church. And the lady's daughter was healed of chronic fatigue. And she was in high school, and she had been out of high school for 6 months, actually 6 months of the previous year. And when she was healed that summer, she got back into school right away, and she was fine. So they were called my wife, Diane, at home, and they said, we think you ought to go there. So we were talking amongst ourselves, Diane and I, and we said, yeah, let's go there. We've tried everything else. There's nothing any doctor has been able to do. You're better for a couple days when we go on vacation. You go to a beach or you go to the mountains where the air is clean. You know, things happen. But when you get home, you're back in the same situation. And basically, when we went to an airport, she would have to be put in a wheelchair and taken from the ticket counter back to the gate. So we went to Pleasant Valley Church in Georgia, early December 2003. And the first night, it's a week course. Basically, you go there, people pray for you. Also, you study the Bible. You study scriptures the whole time. And you look for roots of healing. You know, the Lord doesn't want anybody to be sick. He wants to heal people. He healed people in his life. So we were there Sunday night before it started, and we were sitting down having dinner, and an older gentleman comes and sits at our table, or asks to sit at our table. His name is Sid Roth, and we didn't know who he was. And he says, you're going to be amazed at what you see, and you're going to see people get healed here. And me being still not a believer, said, you know, to myself, come on, this doesn't happen. So anyway, we had a nice conversation with him. He actually was supposed to have been there a month before, and his schedule changed, so he couldn't, so he had to come this particular week. So we had a small meeting Sunday night. My wife would get up every day during the week at 10, 11 o'clock. Well, every day these classroom, it's in a big gym. There's 175 people there. And it starts every day at 8 o'clock. My wife has never been able to get up at 8 o'clock for these 7 years. But on Monday, she got up. And we went to this thing. And you're going over scriptures. There's teachings. I mean, it's really amazing. And people don't know each other. You know, they're just little groups of people. And then all of a sudden, the second day, people are coming up and they're meeting you. And the second day, there's these seven ladies from Georgia that are sitting behind us. And they said hi and they introduced themselves. And, you know, things are going along. And then Wednesday, I really noticed something different. All of a sudden, my wife had some color in her face. And she had a little more energy. I didn't have to hold her while she walked to the ladies' room. She went by herself. And it was like she was getting healed before my eyes. And these ladies came up and said, Diane, you are really a lot better. We can see the difference. And I'm saying, you know, it's true. And then Sid checked in with us and said, how are you doing? We said, well, Diane's being healed right before my eyes. And he said, that's great. I can see the difference too. And I asked him, now what am I supposed to do? I'm Jewish like you. What do I do? And he says, you're from Richmond, Virginia. There is a Messianic synagogue there called Tikvat Israel. And Jamie Cowan is the rabbi there. You ought to go see him. So later in the week, everybody still is talking with one another. And I started talking with Sid Roth again. And Sid says, where did you grow up, Alan? And I said, Washington, D.C. He said, I did too. He said, where did you go to school? I said, Coolidge High School. He said, I did too. He said, I graduated in, and I can't remember the year. I said, my older brother did too. And he says, is his name Peter Lees? And I said, yes. He said, I knew your older brother. So right then we felt, boy, the Lord really had something to do with this. He wasn't supposed to be there that week. And all of a sudden he had to make, that was the only week he could come. And we're there. And he comes up to our table on Sunday night. And it's amazing. It really is amazing. So the week is done, and we go back to Atlanta, and we turned in the rental car, and then all of a sudden, Diane is walking through the Atlanta airport. And the Atlanta airport is a big airport. She's not asking for any wheelchair. And, you know, a week before, 7 days before going down, she had to ask for the wheelchair in Richmond. And that's compared to Atlanta, it's a tiny airport. So I could see that she's been healed. And so in scriptures, in 1 Corinthians 1:22, Paul says, Jews request a sign. And her healing was my sign. So I became a Messianic Jew, a believer in Jesus, or as we say in Messianic Judaism, Yeshua. And so to this day, I've been a believer now for 14 years, and I'm proud of it.
Alan, thank you for sharing your testimony with me. I'm sorry for the pain that you and your wife had to endure those years, but God used her pain and her suffering and ultimately her healing to bring you to believe in that Jesus or Yeshua was your Messiah. And certainly God can do miracles, and it sounds like he did a miracle in your wife's life. And thank you for joining me today. Before we close, any other final thoughts that you would like to share?
The only other thing I can say is those 7 years were tough, but we became very, very close. We're best friends. We've been married now for 23 years. She would hit me if I made a mistake like that, but it's 23 years and we are best of friends. So thank you very much. I appreciated the time here, and I hope somebody can be uplifted by this testimony.
Alan, also, you're one of the founders of Hope for Israel. So just talk a little bit about that and anything you want to share about the ministry.
Hope for Israel started about 10 years ago, and three of us started, Rabbi Jamie Cowan, Paul Clausen, and myself. My main job there is I'm the chief financial officer. We help a good number of ministries in Israel. We help pro-life organizations save babies. We also serve a couple of ministries that supply food and clothing and blankets to the needy. We also help a Christian organization that lifts up persecuted Christians in Syria and Iraq. We just do a lot of things, and we just love to help people. And it really means a lot to people to know that people in the U.S. Have donated money and their time just to help them out. And it's been a miracle in my life just to be able to help people. And it's done a lot for me too. Whenever you can help somebody, it does as much for you as it does for the people you're helping. And it knows that in the Lord, being part of his ministry really has made a difference in my life.
Amen, Alan. I can say the same for my life. Thank you for joining me today. And in closing, I'm just going to pray for you and your wife and for Hope for Israel, if you don't mind.
That'll be perfect.
Lord, we come before you today, and we thank you for Alan and his testimony, him and his wife, and the journey that you've brought them on and brought them through, Lord. And we thank you for the healing that you've done in his wife's life, and also how you have brought him to accepting Yeshua or Jesus as his Messiah, Lord. And we also want to thank you for the organization Hope for Israel, and we pray that you continue to bless that ministry, bless Alan and Rabbi Clausen, and also Rabbi Jamie, he mentioned, and the others that are a part of that organization, Lord, and bless also the people that they reach out to, and just continue to help them feel your presence in their lives and for people to be touched through their ministry, Lord. And I ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks again, Alan, for joining me today and sharing your testimony.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure.
Once again, Alan Lease, who is one of the founders of the organization Hope for Israel. Thanks again for listening to this edition of Front Porch Talks. May God bless.